This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Eric, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Kind of a mixed bag to start the morning in the grain markets. We've seen some ebb and flow, currently trading around steady in both corn and soybeans. Wheat, similar story there as well. Trade trying to figure out if we've already priced in the sales that we're seeing or do we have more to go. We did see another daily flash sale today. Two different grains to China, 132,000 metric tons of white wheat to China, kind of an unusual sale there, showing that they are at least in earnest doing some business with us, and another 462,000 tons of soybeans to China for the current marketing year. So that brings the total up over 1.5 million tons in the last three daily flash sale announcements since we had heard rumors on Monday that that was coming, and now we have confirmed it. And it's actually a little bigger numbers than the market had anticipated, but you can see in the futures, very unreactive. They expected the sales to come. They weren't certain on the quantity. They weren't certain on the timing. So a classic buy the rumor, sell the fact. We see the burst up to start the week and then just kind of fade off into the sunset after that. Hopefully we will see these flash sales continue from China. And that would at least give the market some excuse for some positive momentum as we move towards December.
And Eric, at the very least, these do appear to be a sign of, I guess, a purchase of good faith. Is that how you would determine these? The fact that, yes, they aren't the biggest sales, but they are happening.
That's how I would decipher it as well. I think this is a situation where China wants to show that they're serious about their position.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn down a half cent at 429 and a quarter. January soybeans down a half cent at 1135 and three quarters. December soybean meal down 80 cents at 318.10. December soybean oil down 27 cents at 50.83. On the Merc, December live cattle up $1.28 at 217.58. January feeder cattle up $1.35 at 322.80. December lean hogs up 50 cents at 79.35. December pork cutout unchanged at 93.58. Class 3 milk down 23 cents at 16.40. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.